We want to spend the next few minutes talking about people who grow, cook, and serve our food. We'll tell you why one restaurant owner hates so-called cheap eats. And we'll tell you about one of the beloved figures in New York's 1960s food scene who mysteriously disappeared, but whose cookbook has resurfaced. But we'll start at the source, the farm. You might have noticed how organic food has become popular in recent years. But many of the people who produce that food are getting older, and not all have obvious successors waiting to take over their family farms. Valley Public Radio's Ezra David Romero tells us more from Fresno, California.
When longtime California organic growers Tom Willie and his wife Dinesh decided it was time to retire, they asked their kids if they wanted to take over their 75-acre farm. They told Willie no.
They're all pursuing other professions and interests in life. We considered a number of different alternatives over the last 5 years of how to hand off the farm.
The vegetable growers began working the soil in California's Central Valley in the 1980s. The Willies are local organic pioneers, and letting their history fade away was just too painful. Besides, growing organically is actually a way for farmers to make money.
Organic is becoming very, very popular now. It's breaking into big conventional retailers now, like Costco, Walmart, Kroger.
The couple is in the process of leasing out the farm.
And then that tractor over there, that beauty that I found way up near Chico, our entire farm was ran by that tractor for the first 5 to 10 years.
The person who will eventually work the land is organic farmer David Silvera. He and Willie are digging in a field to check to see how crops will fare in the earth here.
Looks really rich. It's dark soil, very light.
We really improved the tilth of the soil and the workability of the soil over the year, putting all that organic matter that we did in there with compost.
Willie is mentoring Silvera on the ins and outs of the farm. This whole handover is part of a project from the organization Food Commons Fresno. That's a group of 20 and 30-somethings with a mission to see Fresno become a farm-to-fork region. Silvera says it also wants to be a supplier of inexpensive, healthy food.
We're going to ramp up incrementally until we should see it look a lot like it did when Tom and Dinesh were operating it.
Food Commons Fresno already runs a successful CSA program where people sign up for boxes of organic food that they pick up at a spot in their neighborhood. The group's wholesale and development manager, Kyle Schmidt, says they took over the program from Willie about 2 years ago. For him, this venture is about educating the public on where their food comes from.
Food is a mystery for lots of people, and it just ends up on the grocery store shelf or on your plate, and we want to demystify that as much as possible.
When it's a family business, it's not only a complicated matter, it's also an emotional matter.
That's Jane Olvera Quibi with the Institute for Family Business at Fresno State. She says the Willies are just one of many organic businesses in California looking for successors. There are more than 4,000 organic businesses in the state, and groups like California Certified Organic Farmers are reaching out to hundreds of aging growers to help them with the changeover.
The ones that are the most successful is where the older generations have put a high level of trust and faith in the younger generations that allows them to let go.
Letting go is something that Central Valley farmer Tom Willie is in the process of learning. But he says the mentorship process is actually a great way to know his legacy will go on.
We just want to be available to transfer whatever knowledge that we have that is welcomed, and that's going to be our role. It's a big challenge, but hopefully they will find success in doing that, and we'll be able to support them in that success.
The Willies chose to grow organically before it was popular and lucrative. Now, Tom Willie says it's up to young people to decide how the organic industry will grow in the future. For NPR News, I'm Ezra David Romero in Fresno.